ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதா சிவசம் ஆரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஜிக்யாசாதிகரணம் அதாத்தோ பிரம்ம ஜிக்யாசாம் ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத் சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத் ஈக்ஷத்யதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதேனாசப்தம் கௌணச்சேன்னாத்மசப்தாத் தன்னிஷ்டஸ்ய மோக்ஷோபதேசாத் ஹேயத்வ அவசனாச்ச ஸ்வாப்யயாத் கதிசாமான்யாத் ஸ்ருதத்வாச்ச ஆனந்தமயாதிகரணம் ஆனந்தமயஹ அப்யாசாத் விகாரசப்தான்னேதி சேன்ன ப்ராசுர்யாத் தத்தேது வ்யபதேசாத் மாத்ராவர்ணிகமேவ ச கீயதே ந இதரஹ அனுபபத்தேஹே வேதவ்யபதேசாச்ச காமாச்ச ந அனுமானாபேக்ஷா அஸ்மின்னஸ்ய ச தத்யோகம் சாஸ்தி. அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தஸ்தர்மோபதேசாத் வேதவ்யபதேசாச்சான்யஹ ஆகாஷாதிகரணம் ஆகாஷஸ்தல்லிங்காத் பிராணாதிகரணம் அதயேவ பிராணஹ ஜோதிஷ்சரணாதிகரணம் ஜோதிஷ்சரணாபிதானாத் சந்தோ சந்தோபிதானாத்மேதி சேத் ந ததா சேதோர்ப்பணநிகதாத் ததா ஹி தர்சனம். பூதாதிபாதவ்யபதேச உபபத்தேச்சைவம் உபதேசபேதாத்மேதி சேன் ந உபயஸ்மின்னபி உபயஸ்மின்னபி அவிரோதாத் பிரதர்தனாதிகரணம் பிராணஸ்ததானுகமாத் ந வக்துஹு ஆத்மோபதேசாதிதி சேத் அத்யாத்மசம்பந்தபூமா ஹ்யஸ்மின் சாஸ்திரதிருஷ்ட்யாது உபதேசோ வாமதேவவத் ஜீவ முக்கிய பிராணலிங்கான்னேதி சேத் ந உபாசாத்ரை வித்யாத் ஆஸ்ரிதத்வாத் இஹ தத்யோகாத் சர்வத்ர பிரசித்யதிகரணம் சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தோபதேசாத் விவக்ஷித குணோபபத்தேஸ்ச அனுபபத்தேஸ்து ந ஷாரீரஹ கர்ம கர்த்ருர் வ்யபதேசாச்ச சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மிருதேஸ்ச அர்பகௌகஸ்த்வாத் தத்வ்யபதேசாச்ச நேதி சேன்ன நிசாயத்வாத் ஏவம் வ்யோமவச்ச சம்போக ப்ராப்திரிதி சேத் ந வைசேஷ்யாத் அத்தாதிகரணம் அத்தாச்சராச்சர கிரகணாத் பிரகரணாச்ச குஹப்ரவிஷ்டாதிகரணம் குஹாம் பிரவிஷ்டாவாத்மனோஹி தத்தர்ஷனாத் விசேஷணாச்ச அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தர உபபத்தேஹே ஸ்தானாதி வ்யபதேசாச்ச சுக விசிஷ்டாபிதானாதேவ ச ஸ்ருதோபநிஷத்க கத்யபிதானாச்ச 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 அனவஸ்திதேஹே அசம்பவாச்சனேதரஹாம் அந்தர்யாமி அதிகரணம் அந்தர்யாமி அதிதைவாதிஷு தத்தர்ம விபதேசாத் நச ஸ்மார்த்தம் அதத்தர்மாபிலாபாத் ஷாரீரஸ்ச உபயோபி உபயேபிஹி பேதனை பேதனைனம் அதீயதே வேதேன ஏனம் அதீயதே. So we are now going to see the last sutra of Antaryami Adhikarana. First, as usual, we will have the general analysis of the sutra. And here, Vyasacharya is negating another possible suggestion from another Purvapakshi. That's what Purvapakshi Brahma Sutra would be interesting. The subject matter of controversy regarding Antaryami is what? Is it a Devata? No. Is it Prakriti or Pradhanam? No. And that the third suggestion, is it Jivatma? which is referred in the sutra as Shariraha Jivatma. Because Jivatma also seems to have all the properties mentioned there. Jivatma controls the subtle body, which is inert. It elevates the physical body, the non-functional inert body. So Antaryamitvam fits there with Jiva also. And Jivatma happens to be Chetana Vastu, unlike Prakriti. And Jivatma is also eternal, Amritaha. How? Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam cycle continues forever. So why not take Jivatma also as Antaryami? But it is now established by Vyasacharya that Antaryami is Brahman only and not any other thing. Antaryami is presented in this Brahmanam as the controller of Jivatma also. As Krishna said, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. So we are not talking about Jivatma the controller. And Vyasacharya says, we talk of Antaryami, the Brahman only, and not Jivatma. So the Antaryami presented in this Brahmanam as the controller of Jivatma is given in both versions of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I mentioned this earlier during our Brihadaranyaka discussions, where there are two shakas in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Kanva Shaka, and in this is Shukla Yajurveda, and Madhyandina Shaka. And in fact, these two versions are almost similar only. But here and there, a few differences are there. And there, that also it's a verbal difference only, not too much in terms of concept. But the teaching is the same. And Shankaracharya has written commentary only to Kanva Shaka. And Sureshwaracharya, he wrote the commentary on Madhyandina Shaka. But in this particular case, the Antaryami is the controller that is presented in two different languages in both the shakas. So what is that? In Kanva Shaka, the language is what? Yaha vijnane tishtanne vijnanat antaraha yam vijnanam na veda yasya vijnanam shariram yo vijnanam antare yamayati eshataha atma antaryami amrataha. So here vijnanam means jivatma. So Jivatma is often referred to in the Upanishad as Vijnanatma. Therefore, Vijnane Tishtanna. Yaha Jivatmani Tishtanna. And in Madhyandina Shaka, there is a slight variation. And there the mantra says how? Yaha Atmani Tishtanna. Earlier, Yaha Vijnane Tishtanna. Here it is Yaha Atmani Tishtanna. Atmanaha Antaraha. Yam Atmanam Na Veda. Yasya Atma Shariram. Atmanam antaropyamayati yeshataha atmam antaryami amrataha. So this mantra begins with yaha atmani tishtan, jivatmani tishtan. So combining these two mantras, then we can conclude that antaryami is different from jivatma and antaryami resides in jivatma and controls jivatma. That is why in the sutra, the word ubhaye is used. Ubhaye means both. Both the shakas, both the branches of Shukla Yajurveda, both Kanva Shaka and Madhyandina Shaka, they reveal Antaryami is the controller of Jivatma and therefore different from Jivatma and which should be Brahman only. That is the analysis. And now let us go to the word analysis. That's the general analysis. Let's go to the word analysis. And here for the word analysis, we have to supply two words. One is Antaryami and another is Na. And the na, where from it comes? Not from dictionary. The na is taken from the previous sutra. What was the previous sutra? 50th sutra? Na cha smartham atad dharma vilabhat, that na. So then the shariraka, that is the third word, shariraka means sharire bhavaha shariraha, one who resides in the body. That is jivatma. And the cha means is ordered to mean also. Because also means what? Because we have negated Devata, Prakriti, both we have negated. Now we are negating Jivatma also. So that is, and therefore he says Jivatma also. So what is the final meaning now? The final meaning will be Antaryami Jivatma cha na bhavati. Antaryami cannot be Jivatma also. What is the reason? Now the next word, Ubhaye. Ubhaye means both the branches of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad that is Kanva Shaka and Madhyandana Shaka. Therefore, Ubaye Api Abhi in both of them, both the Shakas of Brihadaranyakam. Then he means definitely, indeed, emphasis, as is well known. It can also be taken as Ketvarte also because of that reason. Therefore, because of both the Shakas, Yenam Adiyate. So Antaryaminam Adiyate. Both reveal Antaryami. How? Bedena Adiyate. They show it as different. Different from what? Different from Jivatma. Or different from Sharira Antaryami. That is revealed here. So Shankaracharya says only this much. And the Upanishad reveals Antaryami as different from Jivatma, that is presented as the inner controller of Jivatma. Controller must be different from the controlled. And not only that, there is another expression also. And that is what? Antaryami resides in Jivatma. Then Jivatma becomes the residence, and Antaryami is resident, and resident Antaryami is different from residence Jivatma. As the container content, they are different. That is clear here. As the controller controlled also different. That is also clear. Therefore, Antaryami is certainly Brahman alone and not Jivatma. Therefore, Bhinnatvena Yenam Adhiyate. So because of the difference, Bhinnatvena. So with the word analysis of the sutra is also over. So Vyasacharya, now what he has established? That Antaryami is not a Devata, it is not Prakriti, it is not Jivatma also, therefore Antaryami is Brahman only. Now the third sutra can create a big problem for a lot of people. If it is not already creating, Acharya has already created it. What is that? Vyasacharya clearly says that Antaryami is Brahman only and it is not Jivatma. So from this, what is clear? Brahman is different from Jivatma. So Paramatma is different from Jivatma. That is clearly said by Vyasacharya. That is, Paramatma is different from Jivatma. Paramatma resides in Jivatma. Paramatma is the controller of Jivatma. And when this is so clearly said in the sutra, maybe you might have guessed by now where I am coming to. How come you say about Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam? Well, here you say Paramatma is Antaryami of Jivatma, the controller. Therefore, the basic question is, what is Advaita philosophy itself? Shaking the fundamentals. Say that very clearly. Do you say both of them are identical or both of them are different? One being the controller, the other being the control. And Shankaracharya expects this doubt. Of course, he expects every doubt. And therefore, he himself answers the question, saying, we say both. We don't have any confusion ourselves to say both. That is, niyama niyamaka bhavaha api asti, abedaha api asti. Then the question is, how can you say both? If they are different, they cannot be identical. If they are identical, they cannot be different. You cannot hold on only, you have to hold on only to one of them. When both are contradictory views, how can you have both the views? And the answer is, we have got a two-tier system in Advaita, which unfortunately all the other systems do not agree and do not want to agree also, namely the Vyavaharika Drishti and Paramarthika Drishti, that Veda. We have already mentioned this earlier. So from Vyavaharika Drishti, Vyavaharika angle, we accept Jivatma Paramatma Bedaha, difference. Jiva Ishvara Bedaha, we accept. That is why Advaitin also does Sashtanga Namaskara to the Lord. He has no conflict to worship the God. That means this, the day one can say, for example, a person who is evolved, one day if he can say, Aham Ishvaraha Asmi, and also if we can do Sashtanga Namaskara to Ishvara without any conflict, that day one has thoroughly understood Advaita. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, here the Veda is talked about from Vyavaharika Drishti, because the Antaryami we are talking about is not Nirgunam Brahma, but it is the Maya Sahitam, the controller. The moment we say controller, Upadhi has come, Maya has to come. And when we say Jivatma is controlled, then Shariraha means Sharira Visishtaha and Maya Visishtaha. And therefore, from this angle, Veda is highlighted, difference is highlighted. And from Paramarthika angle, Tattvam Eva, Tvam Eva Tat. Tattvamasi, Tvam Eva Tat, Aham Brahma Asmi. From the Paramarthika angle. Now, the next question is, who gave you the sanction to invent this two-tier system? We have got also a three-tier system actually. There is a Pratibhasika Drishti also. We have mentioned sometime earlier. That means you go on increasing the tiers according to your convenience. And where is the pramanam for all that? If you are a follower of the Shastra. Give me Shastra pramanam. That's what they ask the Advaitins. And Shankaracharya says, if you are available to listen, I will tell you. And he says in the same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, what it says, yatra hi dvaitam iva bhavati, tatra itara itara jigrati, itara itaram pashyati, itara itaram shrunoti, yatra va asya sarvam atmaiva abhut, tat kenakam pashyet, kenakam jigret, kenakam vijaniyat, kenakam shrunyat. So the Upanishad very clearly says, where the avidya avastha is there, where there is ignorance, otherwise called vyavaharika drishti is there, in that dvaitam is prevalent. Yatra hi dvaivam iva, dvaitam iva bhavati. But in the vision of a jnani, yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva abhut vijanataha, tatra ko mohaha kashokaha ekatvam anupashyata. Like that, we have got so many verses in the Upanishads to show that the Brihadaranyaka talks about the two-tier system, namely avidya avastha called vyavaharika drishti and vidya avastha called paramarthika drishti. Therefore, yonyam devatam upaste anyosav anyohamasmiti nasa vedam yata pashurevam sadevana. Said in some other place in Brihadaranyaka itself, we have seen all these mantras in great detail. So as long as the person is ignorant, he will say, Lord is different and I am different. And when jnanam comes, he doesn't say, Atma ityeva upasita, avidya sutram, vidya sutram, all we did elaborately in Brihadaranyaka. In short, both are right from the standpoint of the angle, the drishti. And here in Antaryami Brahmanam, it is what drishti? It is Vyavaharika drishti is taken. Therefore, Veda is said. Now we will come to the summary of this Adhikarana. So summary means what? We know the shloka. Vishayo Vishayaschaiva, Purva Pakshastatottaram, Sangadischaiva Panjangam, Shastredhikaranam, Smritam. Five factors that we fitted in. So Vishayaha, subject matter. Subject matter of the controversy is what? Vishayaha. Antaryami or inner controller mentioned in 3.7.3 of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, seventh section, third mantra. We already read it. Then samshayaha, the doubt. Doubt is what? Is antaryami is Brahman itself or anything else? It can be anything else means what? It can be a devata. It could be jivatma or prakriti or a siddha yogi or siddha purusha. He may say it's a siddha purusha also. Acharya includes this also in that, in his bhashya, siddha yogi also. And the third factor is Purvapakshaha. Purvapaksha means it is not Brahman. There is a Purvapakshi always says it's not Brahman. It can be Devata, Prakriti or Jivatma. He does not accept Brahman. So for each one, he has one reason also. For example, Prithivyam Tishtan. Prithivyam Tishtan means what? Location is mentioned. It is there in the Prithivi. Therefore, it may be a Devata. So being the universal cause, Prithivi must be a Devata. And Jivatma being controller of the body, it may be Devata, controller of all the super sharidas and all that, body, maybe Devata. So Purupakshi's views are all of them. So these are all called Yukti Abhasaha. And the fourth factor is Siddhanta. Siddhanta is what? Is Antaryami, is Brahman only. Because all the properties mentioned squarely fit in for with Brahman only. So if you take Devata, Prakriti, etc., only certain attributes will fit, but all the other attributes snugly fit in only with Brahman. Therefore, Antaryami is Brahmaiva. And the fifth factor is called the Sangati, that you know. This Adhikaranam topic occurs in the right place, namely that it occurs in the first chapter, the second pada, after the fourth adhikaranam, and before the fifth adhikaranam. So it is appropriate only. Of course, as I told, it's a technical discussion, but it's adequate for us to know this much. So that means it's not out of place. So with this, we conclude the summary of this antaryami adhikaranam also. And now before going to the next adhikaranam, we have to discuss maybe one more point. The antaryami discussed here is sagunam brahma. Should be careful, sagunam brahma. Here we talk about Beda or division. And once controller status comes, maya sahitam, upadhi sahitam comes, therefore it is sagunam brahma only. But generally in Brahma Sutras, we do not classify, I have mentioned this earlier, we do not classify Brahman as sagunam or nirgunam. Why? Because we find sagunam Brahman is discussed in Upasanas and Vedanta Prakaranam also in both. For example, in the previous Antaradhikaranam that we saw last class, the Akshipurushaha we analyzed and we proved to be Brahman. And it was for what? Upasana or Jnanam? There we saw it was for the purpose of Upakoshala Vidya. If you remember Upakoshala, that Brahma Upasana was talked about, and the palam given is what? Kramamukti. Kramamukti means what? Travel after death. There Brahman was discussed for Upasana purpose only, and that Brahman is Sagunam Brahma. And here also we talk about Sagunam Brahman only. But here the purpose of the sutra is not for Upasana. That is the difference. Purpose of this sutra is not for Upasana, but it is later to realize Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Sometimes Sagunam Brahman is said as a stepstone for Nirguna Jnana. So Sagunam Brahman, Saguna Brahma Upasana is said as a stepstone for Nirguna Brahma Jnana. For example, in Taittiriya Upanishad, we saw the Bhrguvalli, the third valli. Tasmadvaye tasmadatmana akasha sambhutaha. Second one actually. Akashad vayuho vayor agnihi agnerapaha adhya prithivya voshadayaha voshadibhyonnam annat purushaha. So Taittiriya Upanishad clearly introduces Jagatkaranam Brahman has Sagunam Brahman. It is because Nirgunam Brahman can be neither Karanam nor Karyam. Karya Karana Vilakshanam. Swayam Karya Karana Vilakshanam. Swayam Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. So the introduction of Sagunam Brahman in Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmananda Valli, is not for Upasana. In the same Brahma Valli itself, Sayaschayam Purushem, Yaschasavadityem, Sayekaha, Sayevamvitem. It is for Nirguna Saguna Aikyam. That is aimed here. Sayekaha. Therefore, we will have to differentiate two types of Saguna Brahman. Namely, one for the purpose of Upasana, where Aikyam will never be introduced. Nirgunam Brahma will never be introduced with Saguna Brahma. And in the Saguna introduction, which is meant for Upasana, we call it Upasyam Brahma. Whereas in Brahmananda Valli also, the Jagat Karanam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma is introduced, but it is not for Upasana, but as a stepping stone for Nirgunam Brahma, Nirguna Jnana. And in that context, the very same Sagunam Brahma is called Nyeyam Brahma. So one is called Upasyam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, another is called Nyeyam Brahma. Thus, a Sagunam Brahma introduced for Upasana is called Upasyam Brahma, and the Sagunam Brahma introduced for later Nirguna Jnana is called Nyeyam Brahma. This should be clear. So how to see the difference between them? The difference is this. When Sagunam Brahman is present, the focus is on what? Focus is on the guna, attribute, which makes Brahman superior. And it emphasizes differences between Brahman and me. The differences are retained until the end. So Karanatvam is highlighted. My inferior quality is highlighted. I am Dinaha, all that. So Upasyam Brahma is Guna Pradhana. In Jagat Karanam Brahma or Nyeyam Brahma, it is not for highlighting the Karanatvam and its temporary attributes, and the emphasis is on Brahma. and karanatvam is loosely attached, because sooner or later when tattvamasi comes, karanatvam is taken away and jiva will lose the karyatvam status also, and it is neither karanam nor karya. We are not going to retain karanatvam status of Brahman, and at the same time we are not going to retain the karyatvam status of jiva also. And at the time of the Mahavakyam, karyam karana vilakshana chaitanyam alone is there. So when it is loosely attached, we say it is jnayam Brahman. And when the same chaitanyam is tightly attached to attributes, to gunas, then it is called upasyam Brahman. And when you gain jnanam, we own up nirgunam Brahman, the ultimate goal, we own up. Ishwaratvam has no value because it is mithya, since it is caused by maya. Upasyam Brahma is sagunam, it is guna pradhanam, and jnayam Brahma is jnana pradhanam. In Upasyam Brahma, attributes are highlighted, but in jnayam Brahma, the attributes are dropped once jnanam is attained, and nirguna Brahman is wound up. When we study each adhikaranam in Brahma Sutra, we don't ask whether it is Upasya Brahma Prakaranam or Jnaya Brahma Prakaranam. At the end, normally the teacher points out which relates to what. So antaryamitva status is loosely attached and it is dropped at any time. So by studying the context, we will know. And after antaryami brahmanam, we will see aksharam Brahma also, free from all attributes. So antaryami karanam Brahma is introduced, and aksharam Brahma karanatvam status is dropped. So now this always will happen in the analysis of Brahma Sutras. Now we will go to the next adhikarana. Adrishyatva adhikaranam. Topic of this adhikaranam is adrishyatva adhikaranam. And the first shloka, shloka number 21. Of this pada, 52 of Brahma Sutra. So adrishyatvadi gunakaha dharmoktehe. That is the sutra. Adrishyatvadi gunakaha dharmoktehe. Dharmoktehe. So this adhikaranam is called adrishyatva adhikaranam. This is a small adhikaranam only, consisting of only three sutras. And the topic taken for analysis what is from Mundaka Upanishad, first Mundaka, first section, sixth mantra. This mantra we already have used it many times. Yattadadreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshuh, shrotram, tadapanipadam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagadam, susukhmam, tadavyayam, yadbhuta yonim, paripashyanti, dhiraha. This we have used this many, we are going to use this many times also. First let us do the background behind this mantra. There was a rishi called Shaunaka. He approached his guru Angiras, and he asked him a question: what is that by knowing which everything is known? See, look at that. I need to know only one thing so that everything will be known to me. He wants to find what is that by knowing which everything is known. What is in the mind of the student when he asked the question? He had the basic knowledge that material cause alone appears as many types of creation. That knowledge he had. Since ekam karanam appears as anekam karya. One karana, one gold appears, so many ornaments. One wood appears, so many furnitures. One clay appears, so many parts and all that. So eka karana vijnanena sarva karya vijnanam bhavati. By knowing one material cause, one can know all the effects. This he knows. So effects do not exist separate from cause. By knowing the cause, effects are as good as known. So with this knowledge, the student asks this question to his teacher. What is the one ultimate cause of the world, ultimate material cause of the world, knowing which the entire universe is known? By knowing the wood, you can know furniture only. Similarly, knowing gold, you can know only ornaments. But when you know the ultimate cause of the world, eka karana vijnanena aneka karya vijnatam bhavati. The question is, jagat karanam kim? That is the question. Cause, material cause of the world. And Angiras elaborately answers this question. Rishi Angiras. One is called Paravidya. You can call it superior Vidya. And another is called Aparavidya, inferior Vidya. So knowledge of cause is higher Vidya, higher knowledge. And knowledge of effect is lower Vidya. Why do we say so? By knowing one effect, the cause is not known. By knowing the cause, all effects are known. Karya vijnanena sarva vijnatam na bhavati. By knowing only the effect, sarva vijnanam you don't get. Karana vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. Karya vijnanam is aparam, lower category. And not only that, teacher will show karana vijnanam will liberate a person also. And karya vijnanam will not liberate a person. So karya vidya is apara vidya and it keeps you in bondage. And karana vidya is para vidya which gives you liberation. So this is the analysis. Now the teacher removes the curiosity of the student by calling it as aksharam. So the now student wants to know, what is this? This teacher is telling so many things, all this paravidya, paravidya and all. What is that one thing? So he says it is aksharam. Aksharam is karanam is aksharam, the cause, the causeless cause. And the next question is, what is aksharam? And the teacher says, he gives the meaning of aksharam. The meaning of mantra number 6 or the first section of the first mundaka, mundaka Upanishad. We just read adreshyam. Adreshya means what? That is not available for the 5 sense organs. It is ungraspable. Adreshya. And agotram. That which does not have any family at all. There is no lineage. And then avarnam. Which is free from all properties or descriptions. It is indescribable. It is attributeless. Avarnam. And achakshuhu shrotram. Which is organless or limbless. So this is jnanendriya rahitam. No jnanendriyas, no sense organs. So first one is what? It is not an object of sense organs. Now it is non-possessor of sense organs also. And that apani padam. Apani padam means hands and legs. No hands, no legs. It is karmendriya rahitam also. It has no karmendriyas, organs of action. No organs of knowledge, organs of action. Then nityam, that is immortal. And then vibhum. Vibhum means capable of becoming everything. Vibhuhu, that which can become creation, entire creation. And sarvagatam. Sarvagatam means all pervading. Susukshmam, extremely subtle. And avyavam. That means without any decay. Avyaya means without any decay. And bhutayonim. Important word. Bhutayonim. The material cause of all beings. That is known as akshara. And this akshara vidya is aparavidya. Now the question is, what is the controversy? Why should the mantra is brought in Brahma Sutra at all? The reason is, nowhere in the mantra, the word Brahman is used. It says, it is material cause, it is aksharam. So how do we know it relates to Brahman only? And the Sankhya philosopher, he claims, aksharam relates to the Moola Prakriti, which is known as what? Pradhanam. If you remember the term for Prakriti in Sankhya, it is Pradhanam. Fundamental matter in Sankhya philosophy is called the Pradhana. And we say Bhutayoni. Bhutayoni, we say Brahman alone. So this is the topic of the sixth Adhikarana. Now we will see the general analysis of the first sutra. So Vishwayoni, Bhutayoni here means that's what Brahman alone, that is the topic of the Adhikarana. Now we have to see the sutras. So first let us take the general analysis, first sutra. The one that we just read. So the material cause, unseen, unheard, and all that, is Brahman alone. That is what is said. It is because of the special properties mentioned here, which belongs to Brahman only. It cannot be fitted for any other thing. And where do we find the specific properties? Where they are mentioned? Three examples are given. Number one, a spider example. From the spider, what comes? A spider's web comes. And next is an earth example. And from earth, all the trees and herbs and so many things, they all come. And body, the hairs grow. So similarly, from Brahman, the whole creation comes. As the spider puts its own web, from earth, all the trees and all the oshadis, they all come. And from the body, all the hairs and all these things grow. Similarly, from Brahman, the whole creation comes. So spider is both the material cause and intelligent cause of the web. The spider, the material for making the web, comes also from the spider, and the intelligence to make the web, that is also the spider one. So it is both the material cause, upadana karanam, and intelligence cause, nimitta karanam. Nimitta upadana karanam. All these terms are familiar to you. And the second example is from one earth, varieties of plants come. That is from achetanam, earth is achetanam. From achetanam, chetana vastu comes. From achetana earth, there is chetana vastu, all these trees and plants, they all come, they grow, they should be chetanam. Similarly, from one Brahman also, varieties of creations, they emerge. And the third example is what? The hair growing in the from the body. So from a live body, earlier we gave a achetana vastu earth from which chetana vastu comes. Now we give a chetana vastu from which achetana vastu comes. From a live body, a lifeless hair comes. From chetana shariram, achetana roma comes. Similarly, from chetana brahman, achetana srishti comes. So from the brahman, creation comes. Achetana srishti comes from chetana brahman. In the ninth mantra of the first section of first Mundaka, Mundaka Upanishad, there is a mantra, yas sarvajnaha sarvavit yasya jnanamayam tapaha tasmadetad brahma brahma nama rupamannancha jayate. Shankaracharya gives the significance also here. First from the standpoint of paravidya and second from aparavidya. And Brahman is aparavidya from material science as also from spiritual angle also. Shankaracharya keeps in mind sarvajnaha sarvavita. Vyasacharya says material cause has got to be Brahman. Your prakriti can never be said to be omniscient. It cannot be all-knowing also. Sarvajnaha sarvavita cannot be. Prakriti cannot even have limited knowledge, and it is jada tattvam. And therefore, aksharam brahma eva natu achetanam pradhanam. Pradhanam is prakriti. This is the general analysis of a sutra. And here the sutra has got two words. If you want to go to, we will go to the word analysis. It has got two words. Adrishyatvam. Adrishyatvam means invisibility, which is described as unseen. That which is endowed with properties of unseenness, unheardness, handlessness, apanihi, apada. So that material cause is Brahman only. Why Brahman? The next word is what? Dharmoktehe. The sutra, next word is dharmoktehe. After the mention of attributes of Brahman in the Upanishad, adi means and the rest, etc. So beginning with gunakaha. Gunakaha means one who possesses the quality. So adrishyatvadi gunakaha, possessor of qualities like invisibility and all that. And dharmoktehe, because of the mention of qualities, then the word bhutayonihi. Bhutayonihi means material cause is mentioned in 1.1.9 of Mundaka. In the ninth mantra, first section of first Mundaka, another mantra, yas sarvajnaha sarvavit yasya jnanamayam tapaha tasmad etad brahma nama rupamannancha jayate. The sloka we just read. So one of the basic questions of all the systems of philosophy is what all of them say: matter is ultimate cause from which the material universe has come. So material is called differently by different philosophers. We have already seen Sankhya calls them as what? pradhanam, prakriti. And Nyaya philosophers, they call it what? Atomic. Whether they call it atom, energy, whatever they call, the matter is fundamental from which the universal has come in all other philosophies. Whereas Vedanta says consciousness is fundamental, and out of consciousness alone, the universe has come. So matter is consciousness, or matter is matter. That is the point of discussion. Whether it is matter is consciousness or matter is matter only. So the Sankhya philosopher says, your conclusion is wrong. He puts various questions. He says, prakriti alone can be material cause of the world, as the entire description tallies with prakriti only. This is the first point. Prakriti is invisible. It cannot be grasped, because prakriti tattvam cannot be grasped, and it is eternal, and it is bhutayoni, all-pervading. Not only that, the very translation we give for prakriti is what? Material cause. Material cause, and so it's matter, material. That's point two. And how can material cause be consciousness? Material cause has got to be matter only. So all the examples given are in agreement with my conclusion only. Who says? Sankhya philosopher says. Spider, prithvi, body, hair, they are spider's work, comes from the body of spider. And body is matter. So from earth, plant kingdom comes, which is again matter. So also hair comes from body, and all the three are matter. Then he says in Mundaka Upanishad, there is no word indicating chetanatvam or sentiency at all. In the mantras that we read, there is no word indicating chetanatvam or sentiency. In Antaryami Brahmanam, the chetanatvam was indicated by many words. But here there is no word to indicate chetanatvam. That is point three. And the fourth point is sarvajnyaha and sarvavit is there in the ninth mantra of Mundaka. 119, and it does not refer to material cause at all, and it talks about purushatattvam, which is sarvavit and sarvajna. It is talking about the purushaha. So don't take the ninth mantra to support the sixth mantra. Try to interpret sixth mantra by itself. And also in the second mundaka, in the first section, second mantra also, it says divyohi amurtaha purushaha स बाह्याभ्यंतरे अंतरो ह्यजः अप्राणो ह्यमनः शुभ्रः हि अक्षरात् परतपरः. It's a very important system. Akshara parataparaha. Then he says in this mantra, Purusha, the Brahman is described, and that Sankhya philosophy accepts that. Then Brahman is described here, and last description is what? Brahman is beyond aksharam. That means Brahman is different from aksharam. When you say beyond aksharam means what? It should be different from aksharam. That is, aksharam is different from Brahman. We don't have to say it, but this reason. Now, Sankhya philosopher says, because of this reason, it is pradhanam or prakriti one. Aksharam is different from Brahman. Brahman is different from aksharam. So it should be only prakriti or pradhanam. And for that, what do we answer? All descriptions do not tally with prakriti. You said a few of them, maybe one or two, but not all. Only some of the descriptions can be extended to prakriti, and not all. Prakriti is invisible, that is true. And it is energy form, adrishyam, that is okay. No problem. But certainly not nityam, sarvagatam, and vibhum. These things, they don't fit into prakriti. They cannot tally with prakriti, as it is subject to negation by what? By atmajnanam. Once a person gain atmajnanam, they can be negated. So in the wake of knowledge, prakriti is also negated and Brahman alone remains. So it will all come under maya. So prakriti is not nityam, and it goes only with Brahman and not with anything else. So all these descriptions go only with Brahman, not with anything else. Prakriti cannot be all-pervading. And according to Sankhya philosopher, because prakriti produces only inert things, it can pervade only inert things. When it produces only inert things, it can pervade only inert things. Karanam can pervade only the karyam, its product. and it can never pervade the jivas, and jivas are not product of prakriti. So any cause can pervade only its product, and it cannot pervade jivaha, which is chetana tattvam, and all the pervasiveness also cannot tally with prakriti. All the attributes tally with Brahman only. But he says all examples given are achetana examples. Spider's body is chetanam or achetanam? Is achetanam. Earth is also achetanam. And body is achetanam, physical body is achetanam. Jagat karanam also must be achetanam. That is his argument. So all these are all achetana vastu. So jagat karanam also should be achetanam. And Shankaracharya, he hints and he makes gives an answer also and makes a counter question. You say, you means what? Sankhyas. You say all examples are achetana. Who says? Shankaracharya says. Then jagat karanam also is achetana. All the examples that you give, all are pratyaksham. In spider example, spider is pratyaksham, you can see. In the second example, earth is pratyaksham. And the third example, body is pratyaksham. And in all the three, karanams are pratyaksham. Spider is the cause for spider's web. Earth is the cause for all the oshadis and vanaspatis. And the body is responsible for all the hairs and all that. So all the causes, they are all pratyaksham. Whereas what do you say? Prakriti is not pratyaksham. And in the example, all are pratyaksham. So your karanam is pratyaksham and it is not acceptable. As you already told, prakriti is not pratyaksham. And Sankhya says, in the example, the karanam is pratyaksham and you should not extend the example to the real life. Achetanatvam example part you can take. Which part to be extended, which cannot be extended, who can decide? Only the author of the example can decide. For example, I say this person got moon-like face. When we say somebody has got a moon-like face. Then four different people want to write a commentary on that statement. This person X has got moon-like face. So four commentators write about it. And one person says, I understood the example all right. His face or her face blooms as we approach Purnami. And as Amavasya comes, he will have no face or she will have no face. That is by the moon-like face, because Purnami is full-blown and Amavasya no more. So face will be like that. And the second person may say, if you study the surface of the moon, we see a lot of craters with mountains and all that. So the face of this person is also very rough face. And the third person may say, moon is invisible in the day and can be seen only in the night. And so also this person also, you cannot find him in the day at all, and the night only is active. And the fourth person commentator may say, moon goes round the earth. And this person also will always be moving around the earth only, all place to place. He can never be found in one place. So who will decide which part of the future features the person who wrote the example, moon-like face, he kept it in mind? Who can know? So that person may say that the moon is bright and cool. The person, the author who wrote that particular example, he might say, the meaning with which I wrote this, moon is bright and cool also. So is this person. So no one has the right to say what he meant when he said, face is like moon. Similarly, when we take the example from the Upanishad, the Sankhyas have no right to interpret what the authors of the Upanishad had in mind when giving the spider example. Whether pratyaksham part was in mind or achetanatvam was not in mind, all those things. So spider has got, let us say, 8 legs. And this was not kept in the mind. And it should not be taken that Brahman has got 8 legs. So it should be taken that spider is nimitta karanam and upadana karanam. So also Brahman is nimitta upadana karanam also of creation. Only that much we should take. Again, in the case of earth, what happens? It should be taken that Brahman, from one Brahman, many things have emerged. The entire universe, all living beings, the trees, vanaspatis, everything have emerged. Similarly, the chetana human being, the sentient being, human being, achetana vastu hair is born. Similarly, from chetana Brahman, achetana prapancha has come. So you cannot interpret the example in your way. In the, for example, in the Raju Sarpa example, snake and the rope example, our popular example, the Advaitin, what he can say? How to extend the example and not others? Because this example is given by whom? This Advaitin. So he will only tell in what context it should be applied. How to extend the example to so many other things, other people cannot say. If at all, the person who gave the example only can say. So if non-Advaitins take Advaita example, they should ask which part will fit and which part will not. They have to ask the question to the Advaitin first. In your example, which parts are to be taken as the example for this, the subject matter that you are telling? They extend the example to all other examples where they will not fit. And the fourth mistake is what? Their conclusion, the Sankhyas, and their conclusion is that Advaita is wrong. The Raju Sarpa, the Raju means the rope. The rope, a snake, you can extend only when the knowledge of rope removes the ignorance. Only when the knowledge of rope, that alone has to remove the ignorance of rope. So rope and snake have different order of reality. They don't have the same order of reality. How can you then extend achetanatvam as jagat karanam, insentience as jagat karanam, and extending the examples is not correct. That is the argument. So example should be understood properly before it is interpreted. And the next one is, no chetana dharma is mentioned also here. They talk of inert thing only, and chetana dharma is not extended at all. And for this, what our answer is? Chetana dharma is not mentioned in mantra 6th or the first section of mundaka, first chapter, first mundaka, but mentioned in the 9th mantra. 9th mantra talks about chetana vastu, but it talks about different subject in support of 6th mantra. According to Sankhyas, 6th mantra talks about prakriti and 9th mantra about Brahman. And Shankaracharya says no. And he asserts that both talk about jagat karanam only, and certain features are mentioned in the 6th mantra and some others are mentioned in the 9th mantra. And there is a word called bhuta yonihi. That's what I mentioned in the beginning. It's an important word. Bhuta yonihi. Bhuta yoni, he means the cause of the universe. And the crucial word is bhuta yoni, jagat karana, cause of the universe. And the 9th mantra, what it said? We already read this mantra. Yas sarvajnaha sarvavite yasya jnanamayam tapaha tasmat etad brahma nama rupamannam na jayat cha jayate. That's what we said. So from this sarvajna sarvavit alone, sarvajnaha sarvavite, all these are produced. The names, forms, nourishment, for all of this. Therefore, in the 9th mantra, it is said, nama rupas, names and forms and karma also, they are born from where? From the omniscient jagat karanam. And definitely, it is not from prakriti or pradhanam, which is not even sentient. Prakriti or pradhanam are not even sentient. They are inert objects. So both in the 6th mantra first section of Mundaka and also 9th mantra first section of Mundaka, they both talk of jagat karanam Brahman alone and not prakriti, based on the mantras that they read. So prakriti can never be omniscient. It does not have even the limited knowledge. How it can be sarvajna? This is the fourth point also is answered. Now we go to the 5th point. And in the 6th mantra, 1.1.6 of Mundaka, it talks about Aksharam identical with Brahman. Aksharam identical with Brahman. And we find, according to Advaitam, it talks about Aksharam and Vedanta equates Aksharam and Brahma. Aksharam is equal to Brahma in Vedanta. And the Sankhya asks, how could you accommodate the mantra, second mantra of the first section of the second mundaka? He is bringing that mantra here. Divyohya murtaha purushaha sa bahya abhyantarohya jaha apranohya manaha shubraha hi aksharatim parata paraha. This I already read this mantra earlier. Where it is said, this aksharam, and Brahman are different. The word Aksharam is used in Upanishad in two different meanings. In fact, Upanishad is doing here a mischief also. In every language, words have got different meanings. In the same way, the word Aksharam has two meanings. One is Aksharam means Maya, and the other Aksharam is Brahma. And in the sixth mantra of the first section of first Mundaka, Mundaka Upanishad, the word Aksharam is used in the sense of Brahman. And in the second Mundaka, first section, second mantra, the Brahman should be understood as Maya. Aksharam should be understood there as Maya. So Maya is that which pervades the entire creation, and that is why the creation is called Mayika Prapanchaha. Therefore, in the sixth mantra of first section of Mundaka, Aksharam is Brahman, and in the second mantra of first section of second Mundaka, Aksharam is Maya. So word Atma is used in the sense of mind. Chaitanyam, physical body, all three are called Atma, depending on the context. Thus, the fifth point is also answered there. And Shankaracharya gives further reasons also that Jagat Karanam is Brahman alone. So, first the Upanishad has said that the knowledge of Jagat Karanam is Paravidya. Now, why do we call it superior knowledge? I mentioned this term earlier. Why should we call it superior knowledge? Why call others Aparavidya? And Shankaracharya says, the reason is only Paravidya is liberating knowledge, while the Aparavidya is not liberating knowledge. Liberating one means moksha sadhana. And in this, the fifth and the sixth mantra, it is said, Jagat Karana Vidya is Paravidya. That means Jagat Karana Vidya is liberating knowledge. If you know what is Jagat Karanam, then it is liberating knowledge. And now Shankaracharya says, if Jagat Karanam is Prakriti, that means Prakriti Vidya will be Jagat Karana Vidya and Paravidya and liberating knowledge. But according to you, you means what? The Sankhya, the knowledge of Prakriti liberates a person. Sankhya never agrees because they said knowledge of Prakriti can never liberate. So if you accept it like this, then it should liberate. But it can never liberate. Sankhya themselves said such. If Paravidya is liberating knowledge, the Jagat Karana Brahman alone is a liberating knowledge and not Prakriti's knowledge. And Acharya gives also some more additional arguments, which we will perhaps see tomorrow. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.